Our little ghost ship has been set adrift with neither chart nor course. We have only the moon and the stars to guide us. I have a faint premonition of where we may be heading, and it fills me with apprehension and terror to imagine what sinister destination awaits us. A terrific tale is about to be told, that is, if you're willing to go down with the ship. True North was recorded live in New York City on January 28, 2018. It was part of our show, Lost at Sea.
Smell that fresh sea air, troops. I'm relaxed already now. This is a vacation, am I right?
Yeah, great, Dad, really. You still there? Look, Regina. Yeah, I'm gonna be on this rusty bucket for a few weeks, and odds are that I won't have any service out there, so I'm asking you what the odds are that I come back to a company still afloat.
He should be worried whether we'll stay afloat from the look of this thing.
Oh, Lenny, hush now. Don't let your father hear you.
No, Mom, I'll be sure not to upset Charles and ruin his, quote, family adventure.
Did I hear adventure? Getting into the spirit, are we? Oh, well, now, here's me first mate, eh?
Aye, aye, Captain. Reporting for duty.
There you go. Get your sea legs about you, candy bar. Here, let me check 'em. Going over the bills.
Captain Grandpa, that tickles.
Junior, honey, your father isn't really captaining this vessel, is he? I mean, he's hired someone, right?
2 seconds, Regina. Well, wait. Clarissa, I explained this to you in the family memo last week. The only reason I agreed that we would accompany Dad on this family adventure was because he assured me that someone on this boat would actually know something about surviving in the middle of the ocean. Of course, he never bothered to tell me that dear old brother Lenny was coming along, so actually, drowning in the sea doesn't sound like such a bad idea right now.
Sweetheart, you promised.
Yeah, no fighting. I know, I never said anything about complaining, though. What? Yes, Regina, I know how long 2 seconds is. Let me ask you something, Regina. You want to find out how long the unemployment line is? Didn't think so. Now back to the Cooper account.
So I spoiled your romantic getaway already, huh, sis?
Oh, Lenny, I'm sorry. I didn't know that you heard.
Relax. Wouldn't be a proper Lawrence Wilcox gathering without the traditional mud flinging. Where's Candy?
She's off horsing around with your dad, as usual. Oh, with Charles, I mean.
Yeah, I got you. So, husband's tied up in work calls as usual, daughter's distracted with the old man. Who's gonna pay attention to you on this trip, Clarissa?
Lenny, don't.
Hey, I know. You made your choice. You can't blame a guy for trying, though. Charles, don't throw your back out again. They're not gonna sail off into the sunset without us.
I can carry it, Grandpa.
Candy, let your grandfather handle it. His ego is in worse shape than his back.
Oh, sounds like Daddy wants to walk the plank later, eh, Candy?
Grandpa.
All right. Let's get all that tension out before it's nothing but us and open water, please. Charles, you're sure this is how you want to spend your vacation savings? We haven't cast off yet. It's not too late to back out.
Lily, honey, relax. It's gonna be great. Trust me.
I love you, honey, but you have a way of setting your expectations a little high. I just don't want you to be, well, disappointed if it doesn't go the way you expect.
No expectations, no demands. All I want is some time alone with our family. No interruptions, no work. If we sit there and stare at each other the entire time, that's fine with me.
Sounds great, Charles. You're really selling it.
I think it was a really spectacular idea, Dad. It'll be just like the good old days, you know, you and me casting a line, Lenny passing out before 9.
Oh, Junior!
Calm down, Mom. He knows I'm kidding. Right, Len?
So, Candy Cane, ready to go scrape some barnacles off the ship? Maybe you can have them for lunch?
Gross!
You're a real jerk, you know that, Junior?
Oh, lighten up, Lenny. You know, you were more fun when you were drinking.
Junior!
Yep, real class A jerk. Big surprise. Like father, like son.
Lenny!
At least my father's not some washed out old booze hound wetter than the ocean out there. Like father, like son indeed.
Honey, please.
Stay out of this.
Hey, don't snap at her. The only mistake she made was marrying you.
Like you'd ever have a chance with a woman, you sloppy sack of garbage.
That's it. I'm gone. Mom, congratulations. You really upped your family game the second time around.
No, no, son. I won't begrudge you a fight between men, but bringing the ladies into it...
Let him go, mister. It'd be better for all of us. And mind your own business.
Afraid this is my business, lad. It's my ship, after all.
Hey, I see you met our fearless leader, Mr. Bowley.
That's Captain Bowley, sir. And yes, I was just making the acquaintance of your lovely family here.
Yes, Captain, right. Oh, Captain, my Captain! So, yes, this is my wife, Lily, her son, Lenny, our son and his wife, Junior, and Clarissa, and this here's my little Candace, or Candy, as we call her.
Are you a for real pirate, sir?
No, lass, not anymore. I gave up those naughty ways some years ago. I'm sailing on the straight and narrow now.
Well, how long have you been leading these trips, Captain?
Oh, more years than I'd care to admit in polite company. My life has been at sea, ma'am, and dare say I've spent more time with the ocean beneath me than solid ground.
So what do you think, guys? Ready to set sail?
Yeah!
Good. Good. I like your spirit. Now, before you get on board, let's all join together. Will you help me out now, Candy?
What do I do?
Let's get your whole family together here, and we'll all hold hands and bless the voyage together.
Oh, come on.
Junior? Lenny?
I'm sorry, Mom. Maybe I should really go.
Please, guys, for Candy's sake. We're all family to her, right?
Yeah. Right. Okay.
Lenny?
Fine, for Candy.
Good. Very good now. Join hands, just like that. Let's see what we got here. Father, mother, two brothers...
Half-brothers.
I see. Half-brothers, wife and daughter. Beautiful. And no family is without its troubles, disagreements, outright anger at times, to be sure. But with our families, we can feel safe. For even in the stormiest sea, there's love there. And trust. Finish it up for us, Candy.
Oh, okay. Well, this is my family. We ask that this voyage be blessed, that we are kept under a watchful eye. Give us light in moments of darkness, and help guide us true. Watch us like we are your family, too. Is that okay?
Lovely to my ear, sir.
Oh, well done, dear.
So can we go now?
Sounds like a proper amen if I ever heard one. Let's load up.
So, Lily, who do you think's going overboard first?
Oh. Well, if it's anything like a normal Wilcox family vacation, I might just volunteer.
Is Lenny going to be all right, you think?
I think you should focus on worrying about Junior. Don't you?
Well, of course I worry about Junior too, but Lenny's just been through so much, and he is my brother-in-law. So.
Right. He's your brother-in-law. Just keep that in mind, especially while we're all stuck here together.
Lily?
Stop right there. I don't need any explanations, and I already know more than I want to. It's not my place to judge. God knows I've made mistakes and have my own secrets to bear. But those are my boys, and I love them both. Please, just be kind to them. For Candy, if nothing else.
Of course, Lily. I'd never want to hurt them, any of them. And thank you for never saying anything or judging me. I'll never understand it.
Just say, I understand the situation a little better than you might think. Now, go on. No more of that. Last thing this voyage needs is more dramatics. So go on. Are you listening out there? Funny how things turn out. Please, watch this family. If I ever meant anything to you, watch us. We're all your family too, you know.
I think the quarter's supposed to disappear, Candy Bar.
But then I wouldn't have a quarter anymore.
Wow, she's really a chip off the old block, eh, Junior?
Yeah, well.
Well, so, what's next?
I think I'm going to step out and get some air. Don't have too much fun without me.
No worries there.
Is Uncle Lenny okay?
Oh, he's just upset because he lost half of his fortune to you.
Honey.
He's mad at me? It was just a trick. I'll give it back.
Sweetheart, your grandpa's just making a joke.
Yes, a very bad joke.
He's fine, Candy Bar. Really, come on. What should we play now?
Well, how about Truth or Dare?
Oh.
Whoa. Uh-oh, Dad, you're in trouble now.
On that note, I might just get some air, too. I know too much about Grandpa as it is.
Okay, I'll start. Daddy, Truth or Dare?
All right, then. Dare.
You okay, Lenny?
Oh, hey, Mom. Yeah, I just needed to clear my head and breathe. Junior tends to suck all the air out of the room.
Oh, when are you boys going to end all of this? You're adults, for God's sake.
Yeah, we'll try telling him that.
What was I supposed to do, Lenny? Give up? Be alone forever? Would you be happier if I was miserable?
No, Mom.
Then what? I have been trying for 30 years to make this work. It was hard enough when you were kids, but I thought you'd grow out of it. Now I've got 3 grown men whom I love with all my heart, refusing to accept the situation and behave like decent human beings to each other, like a family.
Mom, I love you, but this is your family, not mine. It was clear from the get-go that Charles wanted nothing to do with me, even as a 5-year-old. I could tell. I know nothing about my real father except that he's dead, and the one thing I have in common with him is we're both a couple of nasty drunks. At least he had the good sense to know trying to change wasn't even worth it.
You stop that right now. Your father was a good man, and so are you.
So what? What does that even mean? How can I be a good man if everything I touch goes to hell? I'm like the King Midas of garbage. Dead-end job, no dreams, no ambition, the woman I love... Well... It's useless. Mom, I'm tired. I'm gonna go lay down in my cabin. Don't worry. Charles already very discreetly checked my bags after we set sail. The only way I'm drowning my sorrows on this trip is if I go overboard. Good night, Mom.
My poor baby. It isn't your fault. For what it's worth, he would be proud of you. Wouldn't you, Pavel? Our poor, poor Sonny. Oh.
We got enough salt water out here already, lady. Lay off.
Excuse me, young man, but who are you? This is a private excursion. Only the family and crew should be on board.
Yeah. Well, you're looking at half the crew right here. What? You thought that old geezer could keep this thing afloat by himself? Ha! Hardly. Fat chance.
Well, where have you been? We left this morning, and this is the first time I'm seeing you. And are you drunk? We were told this was going to be a dry sail.
Dry sail? Oh, I love that. No, ma'am. Boats don't go without liquid, and neither do sailors. Two rules I have. I don't come out in daylight, and I don't come out sober.
Well, you can be sure the captain is going to be hearing about this first thing. You can bet on that.
Wouldn't if I was you. Brings out his nasty side. Captain doesn't like to be reminded I'm here. Likes to pretend he got rid of me. But he can't, you know? Get rid of me. Oh, and doesn't he know it. Don't worry, ma'am. I mean you and yours no harm. Sounds like you have enough trouble as it is, eh?
That is none of your business. You don't know a thing about it, or about us. So kindly butt out and go back down below, or wherever you crawled out from.
Whoa, steady. My apologies, ma'am. The drink does make me a tad too mouthy, and not always in a polite way. Let me see if I can reorient my tongue in a better direction. directions. Yes. Directions and guides. Rules. A man of the sea can't do without them either.
Well, you don't strike me as the rule-following type.
No, ma'am. My point exactly. The heart of a sailor is like this great sea itself. Powerful, tempestuous, unpredictable. When the love of your life is bound to be your death, it does a thing or two to a man's mind. He needs something to cling to for a little security. Peace of mind, you see?
Actually, that makes sense, yes.
Look up there, ma'am, in the sky. What do you see?
Stars. A blanket of stars. Thousands and thousands. I never really knew there could be so many.
That many and more. Chaos at first glance. But within it all, patterns exist and even repeat. You just have to be on the lookout for them. And there, see that particularly bright star just up ahead?
Yes. Yeah, it seems to stand out from all the others.
That there's Polaris. She's the brightest star in the constellation Ursa Minor, the Little Bear. Perhaps you know it as the Little Dipper. The North Star plays into all sorts of old tales, some well known, others only passed down in whispers between sons of the sea, legends and cautionary tales.
Graham, what are you doing out here? Who are you talking to?
Oh, Candy. Well, you startled me. Sorry, I didn't catch your name.
Daniel, ma'am. And young ma'am. Haven't seen such a pretty lass on this boat in quite some time. In fact, you put me in mind of one of those very stories I was just telling your Graham about. It isn't a happy one I much care to tell, though.
Oh, please, tell us, please.
Oh, Candy, it's likely to scare the wits out of you out here at the open sea at night. I'm not sure.
No, I'll be okay. I promise. I want to hear the story I remind him of.
Well, if Mr. Daniel agrees.
Just Daniel, please. And Shirley, I think she's right tough enough. Who knows? May do you both good someday. As I was telling your Graham, there's no star as important to a sailor as Polaris, the North Star. Sailors use it like nature's compass, shining down from true north. Or as close to true as such as we can ever really be, you know? There's many of us who praise for a blessing from the North Star at the beginning of every sail, and thanks it for guidance at a journey's close, as its reliability has been the saving grace of many a trip to sea. Of course, looking down on us as they do, the stars see all, and sometimes even they can't abide looking at the dark deeds and hearts of a man. Such a tale we find what's history is linked to this very ship. Two brothers sailed it once as a famed team. The younger, a captain, fresh and stalwart, destined for great things. The elder, his first mate, a good man, to be sure, but troubled by demons and sadness he could never seem to quite shake. They were bound together by blood and duty, but their fraternity stood on shaky ground. You see, the youngest, the captain, was married to a beautiful girl of their home village. A truly lovely lass she was, with a heart as open as the sky. heart open with love for more than one man, it seems. For the girl was torn, desperately torn between the two brothers, and though promise of security led her to wed the younger, in her heart burned a flame for the passionate, tortured elder. Oh, and he loved her as he thought he could love nothing but the sea itself. Swore, in fact, that he would give it all up if only she would run away and start with him anew. They whispered in secret and wrote letters and notes that they burned in fireplaces and over drawing room candles. But secrets have a way of making themselves seen when they're painted in the bright hues of guilt. When he caught wind of their betrayal, the young captain flew into a rage, then immediately into plotting. The next day, he took his young bride and his elder brother out on a family sail. But when night fell, he took his scabbard and took their lives. The captain threw their bodies overboard and tried to sail back to port under the cover of darkness. But the darkness was entirely too complete. For you see, the stars, looking down on this total betrayal of trust and family by all three, were disgusted and could see no more. Even trusty Polaris closed her shining eye that night, and the boat was lost in the black. It was days later the boat was found, floating aimlessly. The young captain was babbling furiously, starving and dehydrated and mad with fury. In his delirium, he couldn't remember a thing except his rage, and he vowed eternal revenge on the brother and wife he'd already killed. He lived another 30 years or so, but never again would he go out at night, fearing that unrelenting blackness. Nor would he let go of the bloody vengeance he felt he was owed, and that he had quite forgotten he'd already exacted.
Far out.
Well, that was certainly informational, Daniel.
That's so creepy. Oh my God, I gotta tell Mom we're on a haunted ship. Mom!
Sweetheart, maybe let's keep this story between the two of us. Just for now, okay? It's a little late, and it's been a long day.
But
for me, Candy Cane, not tonight. Please.
Okay, Graham. Of course. It's just a silly old story, anyway.
That's right, girl. You're a smart one. Sometimes us adults can't listen to stories anymore. We forget what's fiction and what's real. In fact, you'd best make sure your mom and the rest are okay without you there to keep them straight.
Sure. Thanks for the story, mister. Graham, are you all right?
Of course. I'm fine, dear. I'm just old and tired out from all this excitement. You run on inside. I'll be there in just a moment.
All right, I guess.
I don't know who you are or what you think you know, but...
Now, ma'am. If you didn't like my story, all you had to do was say. It's just a story. You hear what you want to hear. Tune the rest out. Unlike the patterns in the stars, oh, they're always there, whether we want to see them or not.
Always here when you want to see me.
Pavel?
Lily, honey, did you fall overboard or what?
I'm fine. I'm fine. I was just talking to...
Yeah, Lenny. Yeah, I know. Candy says he's not there anymore, so why don't you come back and join us? You're missing all the fun.
No, he's not here anymore. Where did he... Daniel, you go back in your hole? Time to refuel? God, what a creep. That story was... I thought
I thought I heard.
No. No, it couldn't be. Patterns. Stupid. What are you looking at, Polaris? You like watching an old lady cry?
Mom, are you okay? Mom, I hear you, Mom.
Lenny, honey, are you okay? Let me help you.
I'm okay. Just my sea legs. I still haven't got my sea legs. No, really, I'm okay.
What's going on out here?
Nothing, we're okay.
Jesus Christ. Of course, big surprise. You're disgusting, Lenny.
How did this happen? He's supposed to be sobered up.
It isn't his fault. It's that man. He must have...
What man? There's no man on this boat other than the captain, me, and Junior.
No, the other man. The captain's first mate, Daniel.
Where is Captain Bowley anyway? I haven't seen him since sunset.
Captain Bowley, we need your assistance. Damn it, I'm going to find him.
He sets when the sun sets. Never find him at night.
Jeez, can we get this idiot out of here before my daughter sees him and is completely traumatized?
Not yours. Not true. True north. Misdirection. All in the wrong direction.
Please, Lenny, just relax, and let's get you downstairs.
What the hell is he saying?
Is everything okay? We heard shouting.
Clarissa, Candy, get back inside.
Not now, sweetheart.
Yeah, come here, sweetheart. Come to me.
Oh, Lenny, no.
My
no,
sweet Clarissa, no. Sweet, sweet Clarissa, sweet like candy, like our sweet candy girl.
No. No!
Junior, please
no.
Calm
candy,
down.
Candy, go no. Inside now!
Is this true? Is this true, Clarissa, is it?
Now is not the time,
wait,
son.
Wait. You knew? Mom, how could you? Him? Do you love him? Do you?
That's it.
I'll kill him.
No. Oh.
Just because you're miserable, you have to ruin everyone else's lives? I don't know how you managed to turn out like your garbage drunk father. You never even got to meet him.
Junior, let him go and shut up right now.
Where is he? Where's my father?
I can't find the captain anywhere now. What the hell's going on here?
Apparently, Lenny the freak is the father of my child!
Don't call him that! He's not a freak!
Yeah, don't...
You're defending him? Seriously?
Junior, it was an accident. Right before you and I decided to be serious...
Everyone just calm down now. Candy is going to hear you.
Lily, will you please tell me what is going on
here?
Oh,
sure. Yeah. Let Mom tell you. She knew all along.
What? Wait, she knew? Lily...
Please.
Is this true?
Please, just don't hurt him, Junior. He's your brother.
He's no brother of mine.
Junior, stop!
My daughter, my brother, my father.
What?
My father?
What have you done, Lily? What did you tell them?
I don't know what's happening. I didn't say anything about Clarissa. I never told them about him.
What?
What about him? What about him?
He's here. I felt it. I feel him all around me.
Impossible.
Watching us.
It's impossible. He's dead, Lily.
Who? Who is it? Who's there?
You know.
Hey, I can't see anything. Where'd all the lights go?
Just like Lily knows. Just like Charles knows.
Oh, God. No.
Wait. I know that voice.
The stars. They've all disappeared.
Charles, I was trying
miss
to...
Miss me, brother?
But it can't be. Pavel, what is this?
Just like you, Lenny. Here, always here. Whether they like it or not, we're just alike. Junior and Lenny, Charles and Pavel.
Who's there? Who the hell is there?
Too weak to handle this world. Too weak for the drink. Older brother to a better man. In love with his wife. Father of his child.
Shut him up! This isn't happening!
Yes, Lenny. Like father.
Father.
Like son.
What is that lunatic raving about?
No more secrets, Lily. No more lies. No more cover-ups. This ends now. the truth.
Oh my God! The sky! There's a star! A light! And it's him! It is him! It's...
Hello, Charles. Been a long time, brother. What do you say we all catch up? You, me, Lily, my love, Junior, my nephew, and his beautiful wife, and Lenny, my son. Yes, the family. Together where we belong.
There. Almost morning. Time to trade shifts, Captain. Rise and shine, sunshine.
Don't get smart with me. I'm still in command.
But I'm still older. Don't you forget that. You may have gotten another 30 years in before you croaked, but technically, I'm still Big Brother. What dies young stays young. 100, 200, 300 years, it'll be the same.
You're still here. Even after all that, you're still here. Why? Why?
I keep telling you, you can't get rid of me. I may disappear for a time, just like those stars, but we're always here, and we'll always come back. See? Look, not even faded from the night yet.
I see. Oh, I see. And I've seen enough of you. Get back below. Trust I will be rid of you, even if it takes me 1,000 years. Besides, I don't need you anymore on my ship. I have new help, and a new family now.
Aye, aye. Whatever you say, Captain.
Now, don't you mind him. Just take the wheel. Good, good. We're family now, you and me. I trust you. Now, set a course by the last of those fading stars. You know which to sail by?
Yes, Captain. That brightest one there. Polaris. True North.
Beside the silvery sea, I long to hold you near and kiss you just once more. But you were on a ship, and I was on the shore. Thank you. you just once more. But you were on a ship and I was on a shore. Now I know lonely nights, for all the while my heart was whispering some other
And that was True North. The captain was played by James Reeser. The first mate was played by Alan LaForest. Charles Wilcox was played by David Linton. Lenny Lawrence was played by Michael Pate. Junior Wilcox was played by Eric Davey Gislason. Clarissa Wilcox was played by Casey LaForest. Candy Wilcox was played by Mary Murphy. Pavel Wilcox was played by Gustavo Rodriguez. And Lily Lawrence Wilcox was played by me, Ali Silva. The song Harbor Lights, written by Jimmy Kennedy and Wilhelm Gross, was performed by Susan O'Day, accompanied by Jason Yeager. True North was written by Courtney Gillian Cholovich and directed by Holly Payne Strange. Lost at Sea was produced by Gustavo Rodriguez and me for Fireside Mystery Productions. Jason Graves composed our theme music. Our musical score was improvised by Steve Blanco. Our sound effects designer and engineer was Greg Russ, and our technical director at the Slipper Room is Johnny Goddard. So, you like our show quite a bit. Well, after all, you made it this far in the end credits. If you like us this much, but you still haven't left a rating and review on Apple Podcasts, I have to ask, what are you waiting for? Podcasts, especially the ones you listen to on a regular basis, really depend on your ratings and reviews. It doesn't cost you anything but a couple of minutes of your time, and each positive rating and review helps to boost our profile and helps to keep this content free. If you haven't already, follow these three easy steps. Subscribe, rate, review. That's it. Why not also follow all of our adventures on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter? Our handle is @FiresideMystery. Okay, so you love our show, and you really want to support us so we can continue to dream, develop, and distribute our delightfully dark brand of audio entertainment. Well, there are two things that you, amazing FMT fan, can do. First, become our very own Patreon patron. Just go to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater, and you too can champion our eerie endeavors. There are special perks available exclusively for our Patreon subscribers. Go to patreon.com/firesidemysterytheater to aid and abet our deepest, darkest dreams. Another thing you can do is get your mitts on all sorts of merchandise from our store. From t-shirts to mugs, from tote bags to stickers, just go to firesidemysterytheater.com/merch. Sunday, October 21st, 2018. 5 p.m. Go on, mark that date on your calendar right now. That's the date of our season premiere at the Slipper Room in New York City. Tickets are on sale now at slipperroom.com. Something hideous has raised its head from out of the balmy waters in the little fishing village of Peter's Pot. Fix your good eye on our podcast feed, you bilge rats, for it's coming next. This is your ship's captain, Ali Silva, and I'm handing you the tiller. Until next time, mates, look alive and mind the shadows.